I'm joined here today with Equine Science Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner Rayleigh Downing of the Troy FFA chapter in Texas. Thank you for being here and congratulations.
Thank you.
So why don't you first start by telling us all about your project?
So my project started in, I guess, right before high school, and it was kind of started by my brother. He had a young colt that he was riding and wasn't really getting along with it, so he passed it on to me, and I just kind of fell in love with training horses and kept going on with it from there.
So you started with the one, and how did it grow?
So as the years went on, I purchased some more, and I really kind of started off by just buying cheap, affordable horses and putting my own little twist on them, training them to do barrels, roping, or just be good kid horses. And so as I'd get them trained, I'd sell them for more money and be able to afford another horse for later on down the road.
And you've been doing this all through high school. Is this something that you thought you would get into before you got that first horse?
I'd kind of thought about it before because I grew up riding horses. It's just kind of a family thing. We're really big into rodeo. And I don't know, I guess I wasn't really prepared for it whenever I did get that first horse. But it's kind of learning how to swim. You just jump in the deep end and start paddling.
Yeah, and there's so many different events and that you're training these horses to do.
Yes, there's quite a few.
So which one would be your favorite?
I would have to say my favorite's barrel racing. That's just kind of what I got started on whenever I was really young. And so trying to figure out how the horse turns best and what works for them is always new and kind of exciting, and trying to figure out how to work best with them in order to make your fastest time.
And you're training these horses that might not have had a lot of training. What are some challenges that come with this?
One of the major challenges is trying to figure out what works best for that horse. Some of them might work best if you're hands-on and in their mouth, but others work best with their feet, or whether you have to use your body more than anything. And so just trying to figure out each horse is very challenging.
And what has been your favorite part of this whole thing?
Other than today, my favorite part is probably just the experiences I've been able to have and the memories made.
And who's been there and like helped advise you through this whole thing?
My dad's been a big help. He grew up training horses, and so he's kind of been my main hands-on man. There's been a bunch of other people that have helped me. I know my brother's always been out there supporting me because he did provide the first horse. And so it's really just been a big family thing and having support from all of them.
I love that. That's so fun. Rayleigh Downing, thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and congratulations again. The Equine Science Entrepreneurship Award is sponsored by Zoetis and Redbrand. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.